Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is John Baird of KNX 1070 AM News Radio. John, how you doing? Travis Johnson with us right here. Can you give us the details on what's going on?
Yeah, good morning. Basically, there was a hearing at 9 o'clock. It was very brief. Ted Rath was not there. He was not required to be there. His attorney entered a not guilty plea on his behalf. Three counts of sexual battery involving one woman, not a spouse, not a former spouse, an acquaintance, a female he was acquainted with, who is choosing to remain anonymous. And they will come back to court next month for a pretrial conference where they can try to work out some kind of deal on this case if they want to. Otherwise, it goes to trial.
Here's my question, Baird, is why wasn't this public?
I don't know the answer to that. I know that, and we to go back over the dates, this incident happened in June of 2018, June 15th. He was arrested on January 15th after the authorities did extra investigations in the case. They went ahead and arrested him. His attorney told me outside of court today that they decided, Mr. Rath and the Rams decided that in light of this, he would not be going to the game. He did not want to be a distraction. So he did not go to New Orleans and he did not go to Atlanta. As far as why it was not out there publicly, I would assume it's we don't know. We just know the case was filed in court. And the charges are pending, and that's all we know at this point. He will be back in court to face three counts of sexual battery, and the next court date is in a month.
We're talking to John Baird from KNX 1070 AM News Radio in Los Angeles. What else do you know on this specific case from what happened, what occurred in court today?
That's it. They basically, it was to arraign him on charges. Basically, the charges were filed. He was arrested. He was brought in and booked. And then this is the first court date where they make an appearance. They enter a plea or don't enter a plea. In this case, they did, a not guilty plea. His attorney told me that she's convinced he's not guilty. And when all the facts come out, she expects it will show that he's not guilty. And she says if they can't work out a deal with the prosecutor, they will take it to trial. The prosecutor told me he expects it probably will go to trial.
We're talking to John Baird of KNX 1070 AM News Radio. If you're just tuning in, breaking news out of the NFL, Rams assistant coach Ted Rath, you might remember him as the get-back coach for the Rams. He has been charged for sexual battery on three counts. He has pled not guilty, but this news is just now coming out.
So, John, also, here's my question. Why did nobody else follow these clues? Because, I mean, why is it, one, taking so long to get out, and why was it so hard to get this information?
That's a good question. All we know is that they did this investigation. They say it's a misdemeanor case, not a felony. It has to do with, and the way they described it, it is the touching of intimate parts of a person's body against their will. This is not a rape case. This is a sexual battery case, which is a misdemeanor here in California. Now, his attorney is saying he's not guilty. He didn't do it. He's not guilty of the charge. We're going to prove it. When we called the sheriff's department to get the information, they also gave us bare bones information. And my understanding is that basically this is a woman who wants to remain anonymous. She's a victim. And they gave us very little information. They basically said our deputies responded to a sexual battery call. We went out, did the investigation, and then in January, he was arrested and booked and then posted bail. That's what they have said. Now, even when I interviewed the prosecutor, he would not go into detail of what exactly happened. He just said it was a female that Mr. Rath knows, an acquaintance of his. It was three counts of sexual battery that happened at, you know, obviously in the one instance, one night in June, and that they will go forward with this case, but they did not give a lot of details about it. He did confirm that it was the Rams coach.
Sports Radio 610's Travis Johnson reporting exclusively today that Los Angeles Rams strength and conditioning coach, the so-called get back coach, Ted Rath, has been charged with counts of sexual battery. My question for you, John Baird, joining us from KNX 1070 AM and News Radio. Have the Rams, have you or anyone reached out to the Rams for comment or explanation?
As a matter of fact, I just got an email response from them just a few minutes ago, And what they said is this: we are aware of the charges. We take the allegations very seriously. Once the charges were filed, we decided that Ted would take a leave of absence from the team as the matter works its way through the justice system. So apparently right now he's on a leave of absence. I did check yesterday and his picture and his bio are still up on the Rams website, but they say he's on a leave of absence.
All right, John. John Baird, KNX, 1070 AM News Radio, talking about Rams assistant coach, the get back coach, Ted Rath, being charged for sexual battery on three counts. This is not a rape case. Inappropriately touching a female is what it looks like. When was this arrest made again?
Whatever happened between the two happened in June last year, and the arrest took place, 7 months later, in January of this year, just, 5 days before the NFC Championship game.
Okay, because I just wanted to make sure, because the reports of the get back coach initially were that there was a medical thing going on, so I just wanted to make sure that that was the situation. But they have told you, you can confirm that the Rams have told you that he's on a leave of absence now.
That's right. He's on a leave of absence. And, you know, the defense attorney did tell me he does have an injury. I can't talk to you about that. But she also said that Ted Rath and the Rams made the decision together that he wasn't going to go and he'd become a distraction, which is why he was not at the NFC Championship game or the Super Bowl.
How would it have been a distraction if nobody knew?
I don't know. Perhaps there was concern that this would come out. I mean, it was very recent. But all we know is that she says that they discussed this, that he was very transparent with the Rams about this, and they made a decision together that he wasn't going to go.
All right, John Baird, KNX, 1070 AM News Radio. We appreciate you very much. We'll keep you up to date as this continues right here on Sports Radio 610.
All right, thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.